Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Independence Day, featuring Amara, Shane, and Josh. And happy 4th of July, everybody. As usual, we play the domain game featuring CryptoBoost.com, CoffeeAndDonuts.com, and OnTime.co. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including RedWillow.com, EasyBill.com, StoneDesign.com, and Forgiveness.com. We also talk about the ICA meeting in Cuba Cup, which is coming up in January in Las Vegas, along with some other domain and non-domain related topics. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality and transcripts for the show. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, further evidenced by winning number one domain broker in the world by escrow.com for the sixth year in a row at the recent NamesCon. Led by Andrew Rosner, Media Options specializes in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So now, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Happy Independence Day, everybody, and let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. And there are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. Segment one is the grand opening, where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game, where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep outscoring, get some swag to the winner. Josh, I'll be able to get you. If I owe you swag, I could hook you up tonight.
You owe me so much swag. You know,
I'm going to bring you some swag tonight, bruh. I'm going to see you tonight. And then segment three is NameJet and a Jet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. Sponsored by NameJet, and talk about what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. All NameJet gonna jet. That's a classic t-shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? NameJet gonna jet. And then last but not least, we got
our life though of those t-shirts, like those, that swag from 8 and 10 years ago is just starting to get some holes. So we need to rejuvenate.
It's like, it's just about to, you know, that's why we need, D3 and whoever else, you know, we need the new boy, you know, new teams to step up with some dope swag that, you know, will last. And I'm with it. I still wear that. I got the NameJet shirts. We had the NameJet sunglasses, but I'm getting down to like my last pair, the dot ninja gloves. You know what I'm saying?
Right now it's dot ninja hobo gloves because it's whole.
Yeah, they're all ripped and shit. Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, since we already talked about the dot ninja gloves. And what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing the guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about we have not already spoken about or discussed. All right, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Shane Coulter, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. House of Shane, a.k.a. Doing It for the Culture. What's up, man? How you living, man? What's good?
Working again, so I'm... meetings all day, talking to the world. Yeah, it's been great. I enjoy business development. That's kind of, I didn't realize how much I like it, but I enjoy conversations, talking to smart people, doing great things. So yeah, I'm having a good time. Most fun I've had in decades.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, you know, it's funny. You're like, oh, I didn't know that this would be my thing, but like, that couldn't have been a more obvious fit, you know, coming.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So you, Jane. Yeah, no, it's amazing. I'll sit with some of the younger people and just think, I finally have a skill set, age, and experience. Like,
hey, age
coming all together, right?
Hey, man, you know, don't be age discriminating against us old people. We got lots to bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? We know where the bodies are buried.
Man, we know the value of domains. We know the importance. We know the power. We know everything. We know why people should have them. So when I sit down and discuss with someone about the importance of it, it's easy because I know it. We've proven it. We've seen it. Like there's very few people in the world that can talk domains like we can and understand its true value. So yeah, loving it. Loving it.
Yeah, man. Well, all good stuff. More to follow and excited for everything y'all got going on there. So all good. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Introducing to my lower right, we got my boy Josh Reason, aka Bjorn Borg, aka Prince Harry, aka Harry Kane, aka Prince Harry Kane, aka Slim Shady, aka Super Pickleball. I don't know. I gotta come up with a pickle, like a Mr. Pickle. I don't know. The Hanky, you know, I was gonna say, I don't know, something from South Park, but that's not about a pickle. I don't know. So but hey, man. You're like, I can't help you with that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know,
you.
Man. I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a note. Make a note. At the next Domain Sherpa meeting, we're gonna discuss better AKA involving pickles for you. But what's good, man? How you living? You were overseas for a bit. You back in town. We're gonna grab some dinner tonight. I'm excited about that. Going to the Boathouse.
Let's go.
New spot here, which is pretty dope. They do a they do like sushi and seafood, which my wife is like, eh. She's like, you know, because it's more like an American seafood type joint, right? And sushi. And I think they do both very well. I think the place is really awesome. But Liz was like, man, I don't know. It just seems like they need to sort of pick a lane, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I think they, you know, I think if you do multiple things well, I think it's okay, you know?
But it's like Red Lobster meets sushi.
Yeah, but like, but better, like, you know?
It's like buying inventory type stuff for like 10, 11 bucks, hand registration, but also buying premium names for like 40, 50K. It's like,
exactly,
it's like
right. And we do all that so well. So it's like, you know, and what's funny is, so she's like, maybe the place is called the Boathouse. She's like, maybe the name needs to be different, right? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. It really kind of hits the whole idea that it's, you know, we're talking fish. And, you know, but obviously with the sushi, it has the whole Asian vibe. I'm like, what's the Japanese word for boathouse? And if you Google it and then you do the Google, like, you know, translate thing, it's like Botahasa. And I'm like, that can't be right. That sounds like, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds
like
German, dude.
Is that like, you know, Botahasa? Like, oh, like I can speak Japanese if that's how easy it is. You know what I'm saying? They said that shit was hard. I'm like, you just literally have to say it with a Japanese accent, like an American version of a Japanese accent, and you're good to go.
Hey, so, you're about to get canceled, bro, if you go there.
I'm about to get canceled. Anyway, see, it's easy peasy. Now, look, all love, big shout out to the Boathouse. Excited. Their best thing they do is the lobster roll. Not like a sushi version of a lobster roll, but literally like a handheld bun, lobster butter. It's so good. And so, yeah, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. But all right, let's get through the AKAs and we'll get back to my, you know, my Zagats or Zagats or however you say it, you know, review of, you know, local restaurants here in Florida. Excuse me. Below me, we got my boy Mark Cuba, AKA King Cuba, AKA Danny Ocean, AKA the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. AKA Marzan, AKA Cuba Libre, AKA LL Amar J, AKA Cuba Soze, AKA Telly Savalas.
That's new. Vegas.
Yeah, that's new. I threw that in there because I'm looking at you and I'm like, man, you got a straight Kojak motherfucking vibe.
Kuba Jack.
Ooh, see? These are much easier than trying to come up with something for Josh around pickleball. I'm actually updating the AKA sheet as we go. Anyway, so what's good, man? How you living?
Back in Vegas was traveling for a bit. And it's, I don't know if you can see this week is all 100, like high 117, 118, yeah. 118 on Sunday and Monday, 116 on Saturday. So it's hot.
Oh, yeah, that's
no outdoor pickle out here, Josh.
No outdoor pickle.
No,
I mean, it's pretty hot here as well. I'm about to go out and play after this. I mean, it's not quite as hot as Vegas, but it's humid.
Yeah. We're playing. I'm playing indoor until it cools down a little bit. Or you got to get up at like and be out on the court by like 6 or 7, and which is not my thing.
No,
unless you put a gun to my head.
it's so hot here right now that in my truck, I had I left a thing of antibacterial, like a pump thing, you know, like on the dashboard. And I got in the car today and the shit was mangled and completely fucked up. And I'm like, that's crazy. You know, I mean, it's not, we're not even in the hot, hot, like it's just recently flipped the switch. When there was that heat wave going through the Midwest and everything, we were actually decently, like decent temperatures here in Florida. Now we've gotten to where we're like, it like impacts your like ability to function. You know what I'm saying? Like you just walking around and you're like, holy shit. Like, I think I need a nap or, you know, like a fucking transfusion. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's so like, and the humidity, it's like, it's like boiling your insides, you know, or actually it's like microwave. It's like, it's what it is. It's like a microwave effect. And so, yeah, it's definitely, but Josh, you were out of town for a little bit, right? Were you in the UK? Like, what were you all up to?
Yeah, I was in the UK for a month. And me and the family, we really enjoyed it, like more than usual. Just there's something about the British countryside in the summer that is very relaxing, just a nice place to be. So we will be there again next summer.
Love it, man. Nice. Love that.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got a little bit of travel. We're going to head up north for a little bit just to get out of the way of the heat if we can. But head up, check out Asheville, a little Pennsylvania, you know, do a little like mountain lake vibe, which is sounds and feels refreshing just talking about it. First, we got to go to Disney though for this basketball tournament during the 4th of July. So that shit's going to be.
And you're the basketball dad.
Be hot. It's gonna be hot, and wet.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, dude, it's not. There's nothing fun about it. That's the thing. It's like, oh yeah, you know, Disney's cool, especially with kids, obviously, but not in the middle of July. You know what I'm saying? It's like an oven. It's like, yo.
At least your kids are good. Imagine the parents. Like I used to say, I was thankful that my kid was in the front of the pack. You know, there's nothing worse than traveling around the country and seeing your kids sit the bench the whole time. Like that's dedication. You don't even get to enjoy. You're like, I hope they put Amy in today so that we'd spend the next 4 days and get to see her swing the bat. You know, that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, for my kids, the one team, my older boy's team, like, you know, he's definitely, well, they both contribute, but my younger kid, he doesn't play as much. He comes off the bench on his team. And we just got back from a tournament in Alabama. Dude, we were actually in your old stomping grounds. You know, we didn't get all the way up there. We were in Mobile, you know,
Foley, Alabama.
Interesting city, man. It was kind of a vibe. You know what I mean? It seems like they're trying to do a little revitalization, which was cool. And so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole nother world down there. That's, but it's the same heat as you. Sticky, hot. Summers
sticky are hot. Going,
go away. That's why I go to Colorado in the summer. The record high is 82 in my town. So
yeah, are you guys
we leave in August and we'll be there August, September. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Just perfect. You can see why, you know, you go to a place and you just say, I know why people live here, and then you go in the winter and you say, I see why people aren't here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been thinking about doing a little West Coast thing. We'll talk about that. I'd like to get some insight into where y'all go and how y'all do it.
We love Asheville. We go to Boone. You know, we have a family house in Boone, North Carolina as well. Same right outside. Same thing in the summer. You just go up a little higher. You know, that's the beauty of being in domains, right? We can be remote. We can still do our job. We can still do what we do. And we don't have to sit in the same damn place and just cook. We can. But the kid, it makes it a little harder with kids because they've got friends and they got tournaments and they got things. So you can't just.
Yeah, they got stuff, you know, and a little bit, you know, and you got to occupy them with stuff and activities. But yeah, man, well, like you said, and I think that's a great tie in to bring it back to domains so we can actually start talking about domains for real. You know, being able to kind of work wherever, it does give us some flexibility, which is nice. And, you know, the opportunity to take advantage of that. We are very blessed, #blessed. And but let's talk domains, you know what I'm saying? Let's do that. We got the domain game. So Shane, now you know, I feel like you've been buying, selling more since
That's the one thing I found. Since I knew I was going to be busy, I actually went through my entire portfolio, made sure everything was parked, priced it right. Like I did all the things that you're supposed to do because I knew I didn't have time. And you'll never guess what happened. They started selling. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Yeah, that's one thing I'm gonna bug Josh about tonight when I see him. about helping to get some of our domains priced properly in our portfolio.
And then the other thing is, you're so too busy to negotiate. So if somebody puts something that you might take, you're like, fuck, I don't have time. No, here's what I'm looking for. And you just go away because you got other stuff to do. When you're sitting around all day, you're like, well, I haven't done anything today. You know, having a main income or another income and domains are just a side, you make way more money doing that because you just don't need it as much. And you negotiate so much better because you just don't need it. So yeah, I've had some pretty good sales. I will give a shout out to Adam. They've done a great job with my higher end stuff. And my portfolio was made for Adam, right? Like I was those fiveletter.coms. And people saying they're not having success, well, their names just don't work well. Like they're just not the brandables that people look for. It's a harder sell. Mine's tend to work out really well. So yeah, so I've been pretty good. But I actually have a buy. I've been in the crypto buying stage lately. So I've been buying lots of crypto oriented just because once you talk to all the people in this space, you just get an inside vision of what they're doing and what they're building. Like I've never seen, like I have more information about blockchain than hardly anybody because I've talked to 40 different blockchains about what they're building, what their future is, what their raises are. And it's given me a lot of insight to buy domain names. As far as what to do. So it's been very helpful. But I bought one that I liked, and I don't know if these guys saw, but cryptoboost.com was one.
I didn't see it, but I like the name. All right, Crypto Boost.
I did see it, but I didn't, I wasn't bidding too high on it, so I don't remember.
Ooh, okay, good to know. That helps. It's good intel, you know what I'm saying?
Well, meaning like I wasn't following. I usually what I'll do is I'll do a bid just so I'm in the auction, but then if I'm out doing something or not paying attention, you know, I won't see it.
Okay. Cryptoboost.com. All right, guys, put the numbers in your phones. All right. 3, 2, 1, flip. Oh, okay. All right. So you got an email message there, Josh. All right. So you're like, so 777 is Josh. Amar's at 2,000 and I'm at 4,000. Yeah, exactly. It's like some crazy comes in. So Josh is at $777. Amar's at 2,000. I'm at 4,000. Kind of close, sort of in proximity, but let's see who's the winner.
Josh, it was $1,025.
Ooh, $1,025. I think that's a really good price.
That's a good price.
Yep, I think that's a good price too. I like it.
Bought that in chainlogic.com.
Oh, I like that one more. I like that one.
I paid a little over $2,000 for Chainlogic, but I'm just stacking those names.
Chainlogic is great.
Yeah, great name.
Yeah, so I've just been. I got We Tokenize, you know, just things, just stuff in the space. I think it'll pay well. A lot of those type of names, and they're all going for $1,000 to $2,000, maybe $2,500. But they're all in that range, and a lot of people dump out. Like for a brandable, they dump out. But I think there's a lot of use case coming up. So,
all right, well, cool, man. I like it. I like that intel as well. And, you know, it's funny, everyone thinks of things in cycles and phases and, you know, and realizing just the amount of building that's happening sort of in the Web3 space and, you know, all around crypto and everything else. It's like, it's not like just because things are not as, you know, I don't even say bullish, but, you know, everything, obviously there's, you go through these, everything was going so crazy for a while. And then, you know, you go through these ebbs and flows, but you know, the people that are working and building just keep working and building. And, you know, and as things continue to evolve, it's going to get really, really interesting. So,
yeah,
I mean, domain sales in general, I mean,
the fundraising, just watch where the money's at. You know, we keep talking about AI, but I'm watching everybody get 40 million here, 80 million there, a paradigm, $800 million fund going into blockchain. Watch the money, you know.
Yeah, that's a great.
Don't read the headlines, dig a little deeper. Everybody's talking about that, but. The money's coming back into blockchain, no doubt. And you know, again, without sidetracking, you know, when I go to the hospital and I get blood work and they're still faxing in my stuff because of HIPAA laws. They don't want any of my data to come through email or any form of communication other than fax. So they're still faxing that. So that just shows you that we're going to need some zero knowledge proof, some blockchain. We need we need to advance in so many ways when it comes to security and digital identification and data transfer. We're nowhere short of stop. I mean, we're moving up with AI. I think blockchain's probably one other. I'd say healthcare, AI, and then blockchain would be my order of money flowing in right now. Healthcare, there's no comparison. It's trillions. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool, man. I like all that stuff and good names. All right. So Josh gets the point. So he's in the lead, but the next one is him. So what do you got, Josh?
So I bought a portfolio of like 30 names.
All right. Do you want to name them all and then we'll kind of guess what you... No, I'm just kidding. No. we'll guess the price of the port. Actually, that wouldn't even be that bad if it was in 30. If it was like, I bought four names. Give me, you know... What's the price of the portfolio? Would actually be kind of cool, you know, like a bundle. But
yeah, I'll pick one that I like from here that I just like it. Coffeeandonuts.com.
Ooh, that's a good one. And are you, so you're going to divide the price of the 30 by?
They were all priced individually.
Oh, okay.
They were just all 30 names, all from the same set.
What's the spelling? Is it D-O-N-U-T-S, like donuts?
Yes. Yeah, like American spelling.
America. Oh, by the way, this is going to air on the 4th of July. So this, you know, the title of the show is Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? So I actually was going to try to go drape myself in an American flag, maybe put a crown on my head. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, no offense, Josh, you know. But like,
we are the greatest country.
The U.S. just lost in soccer, right? Or to Uruguay and had lost to Panama. So they got bumped out of the Copa or whatever, but that sucks. But we did at least win that one back in the day, 1776. You feel me? You know, and
we won the big game.
We won that big game back in the day.
I'm a dual citizen, so you I mean, all good here.
I know it's all love. Well, I still remember how like you almost got into a fight with your noxious neighbor over fireworks the one time on 4th of July, and it was like, you know, you guys had a little baby in the house and they were being like literally firing off fireworks in a tight neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's kind of like, come on, like, the, you know, bunch of dicks. And it's like, so he goes out there, but of course it's the British guy who's like telling some people on on 4th of July to stop firing off fireworks. Like, that shit's like, that's like a Larry David skit or something.
He's the Pip from South Park.
Oh god.
Yeah, that is like, you could have worn a red coat outfit.
I should have waved the flag as well.
Like, in your face, buddy. 1-0, you know. But all good, but happy 4th of July in advance to you guys, you know what I'm saying? And talk about independence. This goes back to what we said about why we love working in domains, you know? It's the amount of independence that this has created for all of us. Independence Day. So, all right. So the name is Coffee and Donuts, America. And let's see, what did they have this one priced at inside of that portfolio? Coffee and Donuts. All right. Let's get it. Let me know when y'all are ready. 3, 2, 1, flip the phones. Ooh, Amar and I have the exact same number. We're both at 500 and Shane's at 1,150. It's so funny. I think after all these domain games, that might be the first time maybe that people had the same exact number. So, all right.
Except on my early ones when everybody kept putting zero.
all right. So we're 500, Shane. What were you again? 1150 or something?
1150, yeah.
All right.
It was 249.
249.
Damn it, I was going to go 400. Oh, well.
Yeah. Mar and I with the point. All right. Well, so a lot of
it
the
was,
names...
There was like a bunch of... They're more kind of like old school type, exact match type names, like... LabradorRetrievers.com was in there, priced like there, and they were all priced like in that kind of like $200 to $700 range. So I bought like 30, cost me around $12,000, but like good names, like wellnessfoods.com.
Yeah, that Coffee and Donuts is at least a $5,000 name, 5 to 10.
Well, that's what I think is awesome with a good portfolio. When you get in, when you're in a situation when you can buy a bunch of names that are pricing that's that advantageous, it's like you'll sell 2-3 names, pay off all of them, and then the rest of the time is just every time one of those names sells, it's just pure profit. You know?
Right. Yeah. There were names that they're names that don't sell as well as they used to. It's like searchhotels.com was another one. And it's like that name would have been so good in, you know, 2000, but it's like not that great anymore, but still good to pick up for, you know, a few hundred bucks.
Well, yeah. And to Mara's point, you know, a name like Coffee and Donuts is great at, like, you throw it at a 4999 type of, you know, buy it now on Afternic or wherever, and Dan, and, you know, eventually it probably sells just based on the fact that, you know, somebody's doing a coffee shop and that's just such a great on the nose kind of name. It's like, it's so tight and close and on the nose, but not to the point that it can't actually be the name of a couple of coffee shops in town type of thing.
No, those something and something work very well. Like, especially one of my most searched is Pen and Page. Just a simple,
I think that one in particular, Coffee and Donuts, I like it because although it is like super exact match, it's kind of brandable in the same way. It's like, that's like that date. It's like that dating app, Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah.
It kind of gives me like those kind of vibes. So I don't know. I don't know anything
about dating apps.
I was just going to say, I mean,
hey, listen, man, me neither. I've never used a dating app in my life, but it was on Shark Tank.
It was on Shark Tank.
I wish they had dating apps back in the day, you know, like that would have been cool. You know, like we didn't even have Facebook. We literally had what was the original Facebook, which was a physical book of everybody's senior pictures is what we had. The meat book is what they called it.
My dating app was a bar.
That's a good point. That's good. I like that. But I'm just saying, like, our Facebook when I started college was literally a book of pictures of everybody's faces. So, like, it's like that's what it was. It was a Facebook. And, you know, anyway, but yeah, man, that's what's up. All right. Well, good stuff. So, we've got me, Amar, and Josh, Josh, and I all have points. It's time for Amar to drop a name on all of us and see if Josh gets the point, he wins the game. If one of us, otherwise, if I get the point, I win. If Shane gets the point, we got to go into some kind of, we're going to need Amara to, we're going to have to come up with some kind of a tie, a system to break the tie. All right. So what you got, Amar? Virus?
All right. I got, I'll let you guys choose. It was a month of only ccTLD sales. So I got a .co, a .io, and a .me. Which one do you want?
.io.
Oh. No.
What are you, Shane?
We got an IO from Amar last time, right? I listened to it.
Let's go co. I know.
All right.
I wanted .io, but let's mix it up.
All right.
I wanted .io, but Josh convinced me.
Yeah.
So
I feel bad for him.
That's fine. It's all good.
The domain is ontime.co.
Ooh, all right, dude. I like this name a lot.
But the problem is I have no clue on .co. That's the
ontime.co. Ontime.co.
Is that a one word or a two word, Amar?
Hey. So when I said one word on that, I meant like it was a kind of I know.
Well, I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Yeah. But ontime is kind of similar.
It is. You're right. And I view that in not as a one word, but not as a two word. It's like, so it's that in between thing where it's
those are good buying opportunities for those type of words because people. I agree with you. All right. Oh wait, hold on, Jane, a second. Ready?
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Oh.
All right, we got a nice little spread. So we have 3,500 with Shane or 3,499. I'm at 6,500, and which I moved down from 7,000. Last second, and Josh is at 10,000.
The pickle brains are connected. We got it was 9,900.
Wow, man, that's awesome. Well, good for you. Congratulations, Josh. I will bring you a hoodie tonight.
White one.
Come on. Oh, you want the white one?
I want the white one. I've been waiting for the white one for so long, dude.
All right. Let me see what I got. I got to make sure I have a white one. I definitely have the gray one.
He's using all the white ones himself. he's
kind of I got you, though. The problem is that Josh is like a size smaller than me. He's like a medium, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
That's, you know, thinner too, right? The white one's like a summer, like fishing.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good one for now. It's, and it's, you know, it's got the thumb holes. It's the, you know, this joint is a nice, like, you can play some pickleball in this. And this is a nice, if you have to play outside in this weather, this is exactly the kind of gear you want.
Actually, that, yeah, I need one of those for pickleball. That's a good
idea. All right, all right.
I will JT.
I'm going to hit up my guy and have him press up some more of these so that way we got them. But,
get one after the next 11 years.
Hey, it's all good. All right, cool. So congratulations, Josh. Amar, talk to us. How'd you say, so where'd you sell it? You sold it for 10 grand?
It was an After Nick bin.
Okay.
And I've, when did I get it? Let's see. You know, when it's the sale thing came through, I went back and I looked and I'm like, I was actually shocked at how many extensions it was registered. It was registered on a bunch of extensions, if I recall.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I bought it in the end of 2020.
And yeah, and actually, what'd you pay for it?
I overpaid, but I liked it, I guess, at the time. I paid $1,250.
Registered for 200 and over 200 TLDs.
Yeah, but that must be why I paid that much. I'm like, wow, this is really a good SLD.
Yeah, and then you basically 8X'd it, right? So,
yeah, you know, which is a relatively short period of time in domain years.
Sure. No, for a .co, I think it's great. I love the name. I mean, ontime.co, I think it's a cool brand. I think that's definitely, you know, on time is such a positive, like, you know, punctual, like on it kind of thing. I'm not always on time. It's one of my weaknesses, and it's not something I'm proud of, but, you know, I operate on my own clock. Josephine, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Skip girl. Like, that's what Skip is, you know? Skip sis. I don't know what to see what that is.
Oh, so it's already in use. Pay your bills on time every time.
I like it, man. That shit is
cool. Pretty cool. I love seeing names that I sell actually.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, because ontime.com looks like clothing, jewel, you know, watches, looks like some stuff. It's jewelry.
So that's what I've always said, that the dot co's do really, really well on B2C and D2C, right? The dot IOs, I think, are, again, more, they probably sell for more higher numbers overall, but I think they're more niche, you know, more kind of people in tech or crypto or, you know, B2B stuff. The .co's, I think, I'm bullish on .co.
That was an English company that bought your .co.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I like this a lot, what they're doing. So ontime.co, so shout out to them. I think their site is really cool. It looks like a really cool platform. I love the idea. The site is really clean. It's kind of neat as you go through it, by the way. Like the way that it scrolls is cool. I like this experience. Which is really cool. And then I like the idea, which is, hey, look, we got all these bills. That's another thing that is a pain in my neck when I have, like, you know, and it's funny, it's just managing the schedule, just getting all the shit paid on time. It's not like I don't have the money, but sometimes it's just either a hassle or I got to go into this system or some stuff requires this type of login or you can only pay with this type of payment.
Right.
And so I dig it, man. Shout out to your customer, ontime.co.
And by the way, fuck you guys, because they're using it as a one word.
They are. I was just going to say that too. Yes. Hey, you know what? They are. They're using it as a brand, a true brand, right. One word, on time. And I dig that. I think that's also dope for them. I like that a lot. And it looks good.
I'm not a big fan of the logo. That's the only thing, like, it looks like a U. I know what they're trying to exude there.
Yep, I'd agree with that too. It's almost like, it's almost like, I get what they're trying to do. It's as if it's like the, you know, like an old school clock, you know? But because they're doing it with the O, it does look almost like untime.
Yeah.
And it's a little weird. I actually think it would be perfectly fine if they just had the purple letter O, like normal, not trying to get too cute with it, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll let them know.
Hey, let's tell them, you know, we'll at them, you know, if they've got social on the stuff, because at the end of the day, I think this, you know, I don't know what they were using beforehand as a domain name, but I like this name a lot for them. I like this brand a lot for them. I like what they're doing. I think it's really cool. And I think for you, it represents exactly the kind of success story that you see with domains, where it took several years to realize the profit. So you had to tie up, you know, $1,250 plus a couple renewal fees, but ultimately got yourself, you know, almost a 10X, and it ended up in the hands of a really good end user. So,
right. You know. And I mean, I think that shows you, if you're getting really good SLDs, it's okay to overpay a little bit. I definitely feel like I overpaid at the time for that. But I thought it was a strong SLD, and I was confident I wasn't going to lose money on it.
Yeah, that was good stuff. So, well, good work and congratulations to Josh. I will try to see what I can do to get you a white hoodie. And might be a gray hoodie this time, might be a white hoodie next time. But I'm going to give you some swag, dude. I got to get you some swag because, you know, we have an opportunity for me to hand it to you in person. You know? So anyway, so good stuff.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go on to the Name Jack and a Jet segment. So that's it. So that was the domain game. And now we're going to move on to Name Jack and a Jet, sponsored by Name Jet. We're going to go over a list. We got about 15 names that are coming up for auction on the platform. You can go to the website, Domain Sherpa, for this episode, Independence Day. And you can pull an Excel spreadsheet off of the site that'll give you some data on the stuff, Estabot appraisals, back orders as of the time we record the show, the order by date. At least one of these names is actually going to already be in auction, but you can jump into auctions like as they're happening and now at NameJet. So, you know, I still think, for us, we put our back orders in ahead of time so we can follow and track and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's got some other data as well. So hopefully that helps, but check it out. In the meantime, why don't you guys tell me what you like and what you don't like. Shane, why don't you go ahead and dive in?
Yeah, I think, ironically, the Estabot's one of the lower ones, but I like Easy Bill, kind of what we're talking about on time. Easy Bill, kind of the same concept, kind of charging people too much interest and money to make their bills go quicker. You know how that works, right? So I think that's probably my favorite of the group. I'll go the opposite way. The names I just don't like are like mobile payment. I understand it's a huge category. I just don't feel like a brand is going to use that as their main brand, mobile payment. I think they'll have a mobile payment, but I think they'll use a brand to represent mobile payments.
What if their brand, though, they try to kind of go with mobile, you know, as their brand, you know, like mobile payment, you know, or would it be better as mobile payments? I mean, then you're like, you know, I know you're kind of sort of towing this line. This is like around the coffee and donuts thing where it's like, is there a way to make a generic term?
I do think so. And I think if the generic term is strong enough, absolutely you can do that. But to, you know, we use this term too generic to me. I feel like it's just too generic for me to brand around. And I completely agree. You can use keywords and products named and you can make a brand out of it. I just wouldn't. Like if I'm
it could also be like it could be local, like a local payment situation in Mobile, Alabama, where I just was Mobile. I don't know if you say mobile or Mobile, but I was just there. Mobile. And it could be Mobile payment. You know what I'm saying?
I save money with Mobile payments. I said payments. I already screwed it up.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I think. I think if you start trying to break down to where you're, you know, it's so generic, the singular, it's interesting because when we talk about singular, plural, usually plural is a product, singular is a brand, right? In this case, it's actually the reverse. You know, I feel like you could use mobile as, you know, a brand if it's plural in the end. I don't know. You know, you start to get kind of in the weeds in that. Either way, I think a $30,000 Estabot appraisal is too high, but.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. And I get why appraise is that high just because of the category. I'll do a couple more. I love forgiveness.org. I don't know that it's ever going to sell much, but I think it's a powerful name. I think it's a powerful concept. The org works perfect for it. someone could build something fantastic around it. I don't know what the resale is. I don't know that it has much commercial value, but I think it has.
Yeah, when I think about forgiveness.org, to me, it's something around loans and, you know, loan forgiveness. I mean, I guess you could take it a step further. Forgiveness almost like being in a religious context, you know, some sort of a, you know, or something, you know, some charity that involves, like, you know, around this whole idea of forgiveness. I don't know what, but again, I think the more practical application deals with something with loans and that kind of,
at least a commercial value,
restructuring, debt, bankruptcy, you know, whatever, like some kind of something around that. To me, is what jumps out from that.
Yeah, it's your education loan. It's Biden's new website. Just
hey, forgiveness.org, baby. You know what I'm saying?
College, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we beat Medicare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'll do the last one is stone design. I know how much money goes into like stone home design and walls and outdoor patios and. So I think it would make a great stone yard or hardscape name. It won't sell for a huge amount, but it all comes down to what you pay and what return. But I think you could get close to 10 grand for a stone company that does a couple million dollars a year. So I like the name. I see similar names all the time.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, thepantry.com is a fantastic name. I like that one a lot. I would probably pay up to $2,000 for that name. Okay. And then I would probably price it at like 35. So I like that one a lot. I like all the ones that Shane mentioned. I was gonna talk about stone design and say this the same kind of things. I think I would probably price it a little higher than 10K as well. Just really like that one. and I'll do one more. I'm pretty sure we've seen climbingwalls.com before or something. I feel like we've talked about that name because I remember Drew talking about it and saying like that was like a good business or something like that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds somewhat familiar.
You kind of remember that? I'm not sure.
Maybe it was rock wall. I don't know if it was climbing wall.
Was it rock walls?
Climbing walls is better, even.
I think climbing walls is better. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't love it, but for the right price, I think that's a solid buy.
What do you think of it, plural versus singular, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I probably prefer the singular. The plural makes it a little bit
if you're having a business where people are going, I actually think the plural is better there
because there's multiple, right? There's not just one wall. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, in this case, yeah, because it's not just going to be one climbing wall at the business. Yeah. So yeah, probably better. But yeah, I don't think I would want to pay a lot of money for that one because I can't see it getting that much interest. But maybe if you can get it under 1,000.
Okay. I'm with it, man. So, and then what do you price it at? I was actually just going through a few old lists to see if Rockwall recently.
But. You know, it's weird because if someone like really wants that name, I could see them paying, you know, 20 grand for it. But I think I would probably price it under 10. Mm. Yeah.
All right, Amar, what about you, man? What do you think? What do you like? What don't you like?
So my three favorite names on the list are The Pantry. Stone Design I like also, but I'm going to say also Red Willow, I think is pretty cool, and Laud. I know most people probably, the problem with Laud is, you know, the radio test, but it's such a positive word.
Yeah.
And it's very, very brandable, but understanding, you know, the radio test could be a problem, and it is a bit of an SAT word, but it's a very positive word.
Yeah, it means praise. Yeah. Praise, like lauded him as this, you know, as a great whatever. It also reminds me, you know, Lauderdale, like Fort Lauderdale. You know,
it could be that.
So there's some sort of there's something there too. I feel like, but.
Yeah.
And it's the highest Esteban on the list. So for what it's worth.
Yeah. I don't know how high that's going to go. I'll be bidding on that. The pantry, just, you know, like Josh said, I think that's a 25 to 50K name. Retail, obviously. Something about Noctua I like. It's kind of inferred.
Sounds like Octua, yeah?
It's like nocturnal to me, I'm hearing. Like something night. I'm not sure what it means, but something about that one I like.
It's a genus of moth. It's a type of moth is where is what it actually is.
Wow.
But I think there's definitely, when I look, there's different companies that are using that as a brand. This computer hardware company based out of, I think, Austria. There's something with fans. There was definitely some different things. There's
I would say overall the list is pretty solid. There's, there's no $1 million names on here, but there's no really shitty names either. I'd say every name on the list has value.
Yeah. One of the names that was interesting to me of presumptuous.com, right? But when you look on the NameJet site, you go to that link, the Estebot wasn't popping up right away. Oh, now it is today. Never mind. So it's about 45,000. But yeah, it was a weird deal. So I was trying to figure out why. And then I spent probably 20 minutes yesterday trying to figure out if it was the correct spelling of presumptuous, because I was being presumptuous and thinking that the name had certain value. But then all of a sudden I'm like, what's going on? But
commercially, yeah, what would you do with that name?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a tough one. This goes into the bucket.
Might be my least favorite name on that list.
Yeah. So yeah, anyone who's thinking that it's a high value name would be being presumptuous. And but yeah, I'm with you. I think the application of that's tough. The spelling is tough. Again, like I said, because it was doing this weird thing on the NameJet site where it wasn't automatically pulling the Esteban valuation, probably just something a little goofy with the API. Had me down a rabbit hole of is this even the right spelling? And then it's like to your point, if you're, hey, we're presumptuous, it's a negative word, really, right? It means
it has
assuming something. It's like, what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And it's like, that's literally what presumption is, right? So, so I think that I would agree with you all that that's one of those names. And kind of there, a lot of times we talk about not all one word domains are created equal, right? That's one of those where it's like, oh, I got a oneword.com. It's like, yeah, but, take a term like on time versus a word like presumptuous. And it's like, I'd much rather have the, is this a one word colloquial, which is the pronunciation of that, but.
Does it have some use,
Yeah, 100%. So, but I do like the Red Willow name a lot. I think that's cool. I think that's just like a great brand, furniture, art, hotel, restaurant. Like there's just a million, obviously, probably horticulture, plants, it could even be healthcare.
Weepingwillow.com.
You have Weeping Willow?
Yeah.
I love me some Weeping Willows, man.
I'm pretty sure, but I like red oak, like a color. Or adjective of a tree is just a great brand. They've been using it for centuries. So
yeah, 100%. So Weeping Willows, we used to have them around the lake where I grew up in Pennsylvania, and they cleared a lot of them for, lake houses and things, which is really a shame because there used to be some beautiful ones that would cover this entire dock, and it was just such a cool vibe. And so.
They're weeds. I'll tell a quick story. We used to, if you hit them with the weeds. Willows, it was a home run. By the time I was a senior in high school, Babe Ruth couldn't hit it over the willows. They were so big.
Yeah. So it's a weed?
It's a weed. It literally, you can watch it grow overnight. It's absolutely. When I'll plant a pinky size in the ground, and in 2 years, it'll be this big around. Like it'll be 4 inches. So yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool, man. That's what's up. All right. Well, good stuff. So that's the list. NameJet and a Jet. Big shout out to the folks at NameJet and good luck, everybody. I think we covered almost all of them. Contemporary.org. A couple of other four characters are on the list. AARM. AARM. I don't know.
It's Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah, you done messed up, Aaron. Even in Principal Oshak Hennessy's office. But yeah, so that one I think is kind of funky, especially if you look at it like a arm. It's not even how it's an arm, right? So I don't know what the.
I feel like it's a loan type that I should know. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm on a 40-year A arm.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got an A arm. I saved a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on a 50-year A arm, and just keeping an eye on rates though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, cool. Listen, guys, you know, I know that Josh has a hard stop here in about 15. We probably don't even need that much time. So we're trying to keep it moving pretty quick. What else is good? Like, we're kind of into the grand closing and anything we haven't already talked about. Shane, let's kind of go back to you. You touched on it briefly. You know, you're doing, you're with D3 doing some pretty cool stuff. All is good. I mean, I know we all saw each other very recently at NamesCon, but what else is good?
Yeah, no, it's, you guys know, I mean, obviously Amar, Fred Hsu, it's fun to watch someone in the domains and a great entrepreneur and leadership. And, you know, we always talk about domain people not being great business people. Like, we're great at flipping domains and not doing, but I found there's a lot of great business people, a lot of great leaders in our space. The more I got to talk on that side, I've always been on the domain investor side. So the meetings were that, and then this NamesCon, I was on the business side, so I got to see the people who are really building and doing things, and I was amazed. There's a lot of people doing some great stuff behind the scenes and building. And domains have a great future. I mean, we're kind of stagnant for a while in what we're doing, but there's some back end utility going to add value to domains, right? We only want domains to get more valuable, and as I talked about earlier with blockchain, that's just going to add value. Everything we add to it that gives it more utility just makes it more purposeful and more useful. So yeah, I'm excited to see that. As a domain owner, I'm excited to see like even what we're doing and what we're bringing and adding this interoperability between blockchain and domains. It's great that we can send money. That's just a utility. That's just one more thing we're going to do. There's going to be a lot more things you can do with it. I really do think domains will be your digital identity. You combine an email or a domain with biometrics like face screening. I think that's the future. I think that's going to be what we do. But I love watching it because what happens next year will be different than the next year after that. So I don't know. It's just great at this age to be learning so much. You know, I think it's really healthy to keep moving forward. And, you know, you've watched me go through this cycle of retiring, and you just grow brain dead when you retire. You gotta keep moving. And then to get back in this, and be, you know, I turned 55 this month, to think that, like, I feel like a kid. I've been telling everybody, you have to wake up a little nervous and a lot excited every day. And if you're missing that, then you might need to re-explore where you're at. And I was missing that. And now, you know, I love not being the boss too. Like, it's nice to just walk in and see somebody else take some shit and me just sit there.
Yeah, so you're like, ooh, that's kind of, you know.
You know, just talking to people, I'm like, oh. It's so nice to not have 50 people just telling me what's wrong and what to do. And now I can just be a part of the solution versus deciding every single move. So I really like
what you said about, you know, you want to wake up a little nervous and a lot excited, right? And that's kind of getting you out of bed and getting you moving in the day. And I think that's pretty cool. I like that a lot
I ask people that mantra. Now. I say, when you get up today, are you excited about what you're going to do? No, but I like my job. I go, well, you kind of like your job. Because if you're not waking up excited, it could be a day. But in general, and if you're not a bit nervous, that means you don't have anything that's going to really, you know, make you grow.
There's nothing at stake.
You're going to be uncomfortable, but you got to be a little nervous. Like, that's really important. You know, as kids, what we were nervous for, the first day of school, a big soccer game, maybe meeting a girl, just something. That's really a good place to be. I know, and I'm there, and I can feel it and feel what it does to me. And I hope it continues forever. I'm always going to search that now. So
that's pretty cool, man. I love all that. That's good stuff. So, all right, cool. What about you, Josh? So what else? How have you been selling a lot of domains? Like,
not really, actually. No, not the last month. It's like when I went away for a month, it's like my portfolio knew that I was on vacation. It was
just... You're like, no, it's supposed to work the opposite way where you sell while I'm gone so I don't stress having to do shit.
It's kind of messed up, man. So now I'm like back to, I don't know, like spending money in the hopes that that will yield some making money too.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But
I don't know. I bought this domain at GoDaddy Auctions like before I left, so a little while ago. It was bigfan.com, and I paid $4,000 for it. And then like a few days, maybe like 2 weeks later, megafan.com. So like obviously I bet you it was owned by the same people. Megafan.com was there, and I was thinking to myself, God, I like kind of want to buy this now just because it's like,
because it's even bigger.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I mean, it's gonna keep ratcheting it up until he has the, you know,
super mega fan.
Ultra mega fan.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, like they kind of have the same application, you know, like I was thinking of Big Fan not like in like the fans, but like in terms of like supporters, like sports
fans. Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, Big Fan is a, you know, I talk about words and phrases that are in common, right, that are in the lexicon, and they're, you know, and I think that that kind of stuff is, to me, I love that stuff, like those like you know, common phrases, and to me Big Fan is better than Mega Fan.
Yeah, I mean, like Megafan ended up going for $2,200, so like almost half the price of what I paid for Big Fan. And
I say it all the time, oh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan. Yeah. I mean, that's the term.
Yeah.
I agree for supporters. I mean, Big Fan could be, you know, streaming, you know, sports betting. Sports betting really is like, you know, fantasy stuff, like daily sports.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking about. Yeah.
You know, sports like following.
Big ass fans would probably fight big fans. So it probably cannot be the big, literally.
Oh, is that the name of is there a thing called Big Ass Fan?
Big Ass Fans are.
And they're really nice fans.
Really?
Big
Ass Fans.
BigAssFans.com.
Amazing. They're like half the size of a giant warehouse. They are huge, but very popular. Great.
Yeah, they have residential ones too.
Oh, they do have residential now. Yeah, they really came on the scene and took big market share. So, but a lot of branding, a lot of money spent. So my feeling, if someone said Big Fans, they might come after.
Yeah, I don't think you could actually sell fans on Big Fans.
Yeah,
Mega Fan, you might be able to.
Well, megafans.com is developed. It's like an online esports, like multiplayer.
Yeah, I think that's the road. That's the kind of like,
yeah. Yeah. What would you guys ask for Big Fan?
At least I'd probably price it 25 to 50.
Yeah. I'd be at least 50. Just because whoever, somebody big could come after that one. I mean, that's just a good solid brand.
Yeah, hopefully there's a big fan of that name at some point.
Big fan of that. I love it. Yeah, and I'm looking at the Big Ass Fan site. This is pretty cool. They got some pretty good, like, they look like some.
I got a whole set of beer mugs they sent me for some reason. I don't know. It's great. They're some of my favorite glasses.
Big Ass Fans.
Yeah, and then they have the evaporative coolers.
They got them too, and tell them we're giving them some promo. So we got ontime.co and sponsored by Big Fans, Big Ass Fans.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen these kinds of things in some of the gyms and stuff. It's pretty awesome. So,
yeah, I've seen them before, actually.
All right. Well, cool, man. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Big Fan. See, I mean, pun completely intended, but I started saying it without really intending it. So, all right. Well, cool, man.
Cool.
Also, pun intended. I don't know. Amar, what's good with you, man? So what's up? So you guys are doing a little bit of traveling. You're back in Vegas.
Back in Vegas. It's been a relatively kind of slow month for me too, with domain sales. But I think that's normal. I feel like this is the first year though I actually noticed it. At the end of the month last week, I was like, I've only had a few. I think I've had 4 or 5 sales this month. Nothing big. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, it's a little slow. I've been buying a little bit too. And so, I mean, it's fine. It gives me more time to do, you know, the shit that I want to do. And so it's all good. I have been, we did lock down the Cuba Cup. So Josh, are you coming to ICA? Okay.
Oh, I'm going to come to ICA for sure next time. Is it what, January?
Yeah. End of January, like the 27th, 28th, I think. I just locked down the indoor facility where I did it last year. So we'll be playing. So I guess now we know who's going to win the Cuba Cup this year, but that's okay.
You're going to have to
I may have to pull a Nancy Kerr or a Tanya Harding on Josh.
you know, you might need to do is do like they do at some of these tournaments where you break down, like you have a division one and a division two, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to have like the most experienced players will compete at the high level, which will basically be you, Josh, and Steve Kennedy. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Feel like everybody's going to be picking up their games between now and then. People are, Camila said it's the number one most requested activity. So
is it really?
Yeah. People had a good time last year.
It was a great time, except for the fact that my squad got screwed over. Bucks.
I'll organize better this year. That was the test run. So this coming one,
it's just a timing thing, and then the fact that we were just happened to be playing players that didn't have a whole lot of character. You know what I'm saying? So that they were willing to cheat to try to. And I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Paul. Alan, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to anybody out named Paul Nick.
Exactly. I'm not going to say, you know, that anybody that we're playing was trying to nixel and dime us and then, you know, tried to shiplet us on the amount of time to play to finally get to the.
I think I'll have to just get Josh's trophy ahead of time.
Just go ahead and have it
engraved. Actually put his name on it. I feel a little unfair about that, but that's okay.
Do they have handicaps and stuff? Like, do they do something like that?
Like
other people get.
I don't even have to play, guys. I can just come and be a fan, a big fan.
What are you talking about?
Ooh, a big
we
fan.
All want to play with you.
We want to see big what fan. Real pickleball looks like. We think we're incredible, and then we get to see somebody really play.
Yeah, exactly. Like Josh. I actually would like to see Josh and Steve play. That would be pretty cool.
We're gonna play sometime. He only lives. Steve only lives 2 hours away from us.
Oh, dude, that's right. We should get him to come up, man. We can play at my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or we can play out by you at the courts over there too. So, but we can get Harbin. He's around. You know, we can and maybe with doubles, you can maybe even out the, you know, somehow dude, like
we just you just got you got to get the crew together at your crib. You got the big crib. You spent all the money.
I got to do that. I know. We've been so busy, but we'll be around like the month of August. I think we'll actually, although that'll be the worst time.
We'll be around when you can barely.
when the weather gets better, if we get everybody together, maybe I'll fly out for a weekend.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome, man.
Domaining and pickling.
And maybe an evening at the boathouse. Who knows?
There you go.
Boatahasa. You know what I'm saying? Dude, really. That's it. We're going to have the North Florida
Media Options Conference here in North Florida.
North Florida, the NFDC, North Florida Domain Conference. And, you know, but I think we could do something. I mean, there's a bunch of good stuff to do here that's somewhat similar, but... You know, it would be a much smaller kind of deal because we're a little harder to get to, you know, trying to.
No, I think it would be domains and pickles.
Domains and pickles. Get it. Just like coffee and donuts, you know.
Right.
Pickle and domains. Pickle and domains.
Isn't it ironic that conference would probably like do very well?
Yeah. Pickle and domains. Pickle and domains would be great because everyone would be like, sure. I mean, everyone's loving playing pickleball. Domains are our jam. We're nerds about that stuff.
Yeah. We'll put some domains on the line.
There you go.
We'll bet some
running it. I mean, there's also golf for anybody who wants to golf. We got some great courses, but we could. Yeah, I like it.
When does the weather get nice? Like October?
Yeah, I was gonna say October is pretty dope. Like we have our best weather. February is great. February into March, and then especially because that's where it's still cold up north for a lot of folks. But once we get into the October time, November, it's also really, really nice, you know, and as it's starting to get cold in other spots.
And Mar, you should integrate some drinking games into the Cuba Cup.
We can do that. It will be a cup.
Pints and pickle. Pints and pickle.
Or we'll do a beer mile. Like where you have, you know, you drink a, you have to drink beer every quarter lap.
Well, you know what we could do? Like we could actually do after the main part is over, then we'll do some shots and you'll have to play after a few shots, you'll have to play a game.
Yeah, well, what you should do to help even the score, it's like do it based on how many points you score or something.
So your your handicap would, like, so John would have to do like
you would literally have to do keg stands. Loaded. Yeah, let's go.
Josh has to do keg stands to play the right. And then he's still gonna win, and then he's gonna be like throwing up and winning. And we're gonna be like, this sucks. This is like, this was not what we intended. But I love the idea of a North Florida domain meetup, and you know, we can host some things here, and there's definitely some good stuff. There's some pretty good golf. Like I said, there's a really cool par three kind of course that also has pickle. Have you guys played? Have you played at the Yards at all, Josh? Have you done it?
Yeah. That's a good spot to go if you've got like a big group of people that want to play golf and pickleball. It's perfect.
Yeah, because they have a whole par three like little thing. Well,
they literally the last three holes are called like a beer run as well, right?
Yeah. Well, they do. They have like a 5-hole par three sort of circle that you can, that is intended for like a speed run, casual. But they also have the full 18-hole course as well. So it's like, it's right there in Sawgrass, like TPC Sawgrass. So it's
it's nice. It's nice. Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do. We'll do a domain game, a round of par three. And then some pickleball.
Some pickleball, yeah. And then I love it. And then some dinner, and we can do the whole.
We just don't want to feel obligated. In the summer. We got to do that in the fall when it's a little nicer.
That's what I'm saying. We got to do it in like October. I think that would be really dope. October, November would be a really cool time to do it, where we get great weather, and especially as the weather's not great everywhere else. And then, you know, see what's good. All right. Well, more to follow on all that. I like this a lot. This is good. This is where it all starts. And out here, like, and just keep it between us for now until
don't tell anybody.
All right, man. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate it. I know we are literally right at Josh's deadline. This has worked out perfect. Thank you so much for being on the show. No Drew today. We missed you, Drew, but I think you know, but we didn't miss you that much. And
dude, I've never felt so free on the mic in my life.
I never got to say so many words on the show before.
I feel like people are paying attention to me today.
It was very, very presumptuous of you.
That is very presumptuous. But no, big shout out to Drew, but appreciate you guys. Shout out to you guys for taking the time to be my co-host with me today. Love that. And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like we say on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen in. Hopefully you got something out of it. If not, holler at us, the good, the bad, the ugly. We are not hard to find. And otherwise, we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.